Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Gator Wrestler, Mr. Sound Effects, and a spelling bee. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The most outrageous video since the last most outrageous video, and this one's even more outrageous because these are real girls, and hey, they're just not real girls going nuh-uh. You see, these are real girls on video doing real things. That's right. Lots of real girls on video doing real things, like real girls playing miniature golf.
Like, come on, Josh, just put it in the hole already.
Oh, in the hole! We've got real girls at the bowling alley!
Oh, all these balls are so heavy.
Oh, yeah! Real girls on video doing real things features real girls calling the insurance company!
Hello. I just got rear-ended pretty hard by another woman.
How's that gonna work? Well, get the video and see for yourself, buddy. Hey, how about real girls accepting deliveries at the local convenience store?
Wow. Hey, that looks like a pretty big load. Better take it around to the back door.
Ooh la la! Hey, real girls on video doing real things features a gaggle of real girls ordering dinner at seafood restaurants.
I definitely want the snapper tonight.
Oh, and if that ain't fishy enough for you.
I'm feeling a little open-minded tonight. I think I'd like my tuna blackened.
Yo, bro. These are real girls on video doing real things just the way you love them. At the doctor.
Jeez, when he swabbed my uvula, I thought I was gonna choke.
At the hardware store.
Well, the guy said I needed a bigger ball cock in my tank.
At the deli.
Hey, I don't care what the other wives say. If my guy wants it, then head cheese it is.
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. Am I right, guys? Real girls on video doing real things. Order now.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
MMA fighter Michael Dragic fought an alligator outside of Florida school.
Whoa.
You know, so the kids could see it.
Do you have any tenactin? I have Dragic.
Mike Dragic is his name. According to reports, 33-year-old amateur fighter and licensed gator trapper.
Oh, well.
Really?
Well, he's a renaissance man. He's
got a jack of all trades.
Boy,
huh?
Oh, boy.
This gator's gigantic.
He was called to help Florida fire and rescue officials with a 10-foot-long alligator.
It's mostly tail.
He's grabbing the tail, and this thing is spinning around. This is terrifying.
Have you seen the video of the guy?
He's a professional.
He goes outside, and there's an alligator in his driveway, and he gets his garbage can, one of those big ones with the hinged lid, and he goes over and lays the hinged lid down, and the alligator, he keeps pushing it. The alligator kind of gets shoved into the garbage can. He shuts the lid and walks it over to this body of water. And
shame it was a Tuesday night, because garbage day was that morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, this
I'd like to be the raccoon that opened that trash can.
Oh, I didn't remember ordering DoorDash, said the alligator.
This guy's a big gator.
And it's gnashing its teeth. Terrifying.
Dragic posted all of this to his Instagram page. He can be seen trying to grab the gator by the tail multiple times, but the gator continues to escape his grasp.
Are the kids all watching?
Yeah. Dragic.
That's the assembly Dragic. We've all been waiting for as a kid.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a guy out there catching a 10-foot gator, kids. That's fun.
I don't remember any of the assemblies.
Oh, really? I do.
I remember they would bring in the birds of prey. Did you ever have the bird assembly?
No,
like
no.
I thought you had the whistling guy.
I had the whistling
guy.
Had
the whistling guy.
God. He whistled for 45 minutes.
But isn't he the guy that much. Didn't he?
Andy Griffith. He says he did the Andy Griffith theme, but how do you fight that? Especially in 1973, how would you...
So did he whistle contemporary rock
tunes?
Yeah,
in 73?
Oh, he did them all. Bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah. All the great whistling.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
That's a shame.
That's the only one that stands out for me.
See?
Did you have a lot of them?
Yeah.
I bet you did.
Remember we had... I told you
today we're going to teach everyone how to... start and maintain their 401k.
We had the commissioner of baseball.
The what? Commissioner of baseball?
Like high school? Bowie
Kuhn. Bowie
Kuhn? Yeah.
Kuhn.
Kuhn, sorry. Kuhn.
Did you guys have the Christian weightlifters? Did you ever have those guys?
No.
Man.
I love this.
What?
Oh, I'm not serious.
What's their name?
Like, we do this for God. And they would just lift these like, insane amounts of weight.
They bench press, they go, Jesus Christ.
It was awesome.
How much you bench? 316.
I mean, it was kind of like that, but they were just the strongest people.
Hey, Lloyd, why don't you pull that nail out?
Josh, I vaguely remember something like that.
Why'd you do a stigmata joke, man?
But the birds were all... Because you would sit there, and they would go, look at this giant hawk, and then it would fly over us.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
And crap on the cheerleader's head?
No, because we were young, elementary school.
So this was the sound effects guy?
No,
we didn't have him. You had the sound effects guy?
Yeah.
Didn't you have the sound effects?
Sound effects.
And the guy who made a circle out of a block of wood, a solid wood circle?
No, that was on a field trip.
Oh.
And I mentioned that once in the air, and a whole bunch of people had been there.
Two.
This guy took a stick of wood, and he carve it into a pair of little mini pliers.
It's unbelievable.
One piece of wood.
It's pretty skilled, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You go ahead and try to do that.
I couldn't. I simply couldn't.
It took years to learn. A professional whittler.
Oh, and actually,
learning how to spell is a waste of time.
Do you remember that we contacted Mr. Sound Effect?
Yeah, we did. He called us on the phone.
He was here on the show, I thought.
Was he here in person? I think he was on the phone.
Yeah, that's how good he was. He was on the phone, but you thought he was here in person.
And here's the voicemail. He left. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, well, it's Wes Harrison, Mr. Sound Effects. Yeah, I heard you're using me, Jay. I'm going to send a voice down from Chicago and talk to you. Yeah, if you don't listen... Yeah, that would get your attention. Yeah, this is Wes Harrison, and I'm up here in Des Plaines, Illinois. I heard them mentioning my name on radio. I appreciate that. I thought I'd tell them a little bit of history that's happening here as a result of that happening.
Anything out. Yeah.
So if he gives me a call, I'd like to talk to him. It'd be interesting. Mm. In the meantime, I'll gallop off.
Okay, that's good.
The gallop, not bad. The whinny, a little...
But how do you feel about a gun ricocheting?
Not bad. Right, may I hear it again?
Of course.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's listed as a comedian.
I saw him, Mr. Sound.
Wes Harrison, you saw him?
This is the guy you saw when you were a kid.
That's why he called. I was talking about it on the air.
He died in 2019, bless his heart.
Oh, boy.
We were just getting ready to call him. Daggone it.
Wow.
Silence has never been so loud.
He didn't get hit in the eye with a baseball, did he?
No. Here's the last sound effect that he made.
Oh.
Right on his deathbed, he went.
Wow. It was amazing.
Oh, here's another Mr. See if you can recognize what sound Mr. Sound Effect is doing here.
Starting a car in the winter?
Nope, one more time.
Dog.
That's right, it's a puppy dog.
Did he have an album? You won't believe your ears back in 1963. Did you own that?
You won't believe your ears?
A dog? Listen to this. That's real good, sir. Would you? Can we pay you to come talk to our students?
And here's car trouble, Josh.
Same sound. The same sound.
Sounds like Catherine Hepburn.
You push the same button twice, chick. You, no more of your radio tricks.
You, and now here's Catherine Hepburn and Gone Golden Pond. Oh, poop.
It sounds like a guy with trimmers.
I'm gonna win an Academy Award.
This is the guy that inspired Michael Winslow,
Who I'll take over this guy.
Yes.
Authentic stuff.
Have you seen Winslow do that Zeppelin thing?
That's amazing.
Look that up. It's one of the greatest.
Yeah, that's incredible.
The Creeps and the Sweeps and Spaceballs. So fun.
Yes.
Yeah. You're my knight in shining armor.
You're my, you old poop. My knight in shining armor.
We have more sports coming up, believe it or not. We have actual news
and
right now.
More sound effects.
This stinks.
I've never seen on Golden Pond.
Can you do the very short version of the boring story about the spelling
bee? Yeah, I'll get right to that.
And the kids that have no lives.
They're doing the Scripps National Spelling Bee, man. It's exciting for these kids.
There was a winner, Willie. You won.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Dev Shah. That's D-E-V. Last name S-H-A-H is the champion.
Are the words they're spelling in English?
Scripps National Spelling Bee, yes. The 14-year-old from Largo, Florida. You know, Bogey used to call Lauren Bacall Slim.
Really?
You know that? Oh, he loved her.
Yeah,
they were very much in love.
Yeah.
Is that the movie where the guy talks about stepping on a bee?
A bee? Yeah.
Or is that?
That's not the fellow American down on his luck. That's
That's
Treasurer this year. Anyway, Dev had his spelling career interrupted by the pandemic, then didn't make it out of the regional B last year. He was, though, very confident in his last opportunity. This was it. Asking precise questions about obscure Greek roots this time. His winning word was samophile, and his root knowledge made it a layup, it says here. He asked all the right questions.
And it means what, a sandy bug or something?
Anything that lives and
thrives in sand.
Good to know.
Charlotte Walsh, a 14-year-old from Arlington, Virginia, was the runner-up.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Now, you have a song about the spelling?
Tribute to the poor kid, yeah. I be 40 except after C. Please use it in a sentence for me. I can spell samophile. I can spell samophile. P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-D-E. Samophile. There you go, little buddy.
It's easy to remember.
Hey, look at this. Randy's written in. From, he says here, chick, not centrally located Meridian, Idaho.
Oh! That was one of my gems.
Here's a word of the day for Tom.
Oh, what do we got?
Lethologica. Lethologica.
Hmm.
It means the inability to remember a particular word or name.
Oh, handy. Oh,
isn't that something?
Go. It could be Griswoldia.
Yeah.
Yes. Lethologica.
That happens to me all the time.
So I will keep this handy.
Thank you very much. Meridian, Idaho. Certainly appreciate it. Now, are we still struggling through a sportscast?
Where were we?
Taylor Swift?
MMA, Tom Brady. I don't know what I did with the Taylor Swift story. Did you take it, Chrissy?
No, I did not.
Don't you have a Taylor Swift story?
I do, but it's not a world record, and you have a world record.
Well, you go ahead and do your Taylor Swift story first, and I'll look for mine.
All right. Some Taylor Swift fans report having post-concert amnesia. Jenna Tocatalan, who saw Taylor Swift perform at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts recently, told Time magazine she tried to relive moments of the show but could not remember anything.
What?
Other fans have taken to social media, Josh, to report similar experiences. Ewan McNay at State University at New York, Albany, explained people might simply be too excited. He said, quote, "This can happen anytime you're in a highly emotional state. If you're slightly on edge with a little bit of excitement, you'll actually remember better. But too much excitement pushes you over the edge in terms of memory formation, and you're unable to make memories."
This is crazy.
I've heard that adrenaline is a memory stimulator.
Well, he says it's just there's a fine line, though, between the two.
But these are Taylor Swift fans, all right? They're 23 years old. Maybe it's the 9 Black Cherry White Claws they drank at the concert, right?
No, I think, but I mean,
she
has a lot of teen fans.
Yeah.
I think that's the way concerts are supposed to be. I can't remember a lot of those Grateful Dead shows.
I can't remember a damn show in the 80s.
I think there's something more nefarious at play here.
Really?
I don't think they went. I think they bought a ticket and somehow AI, they were implanted with something.
Oh, I see where you're going.
One thing I remember, how much those Taylor Swift tickets cost.
And how long is
that's why they're so expensive, because they're implanting something into the brain.
Sat online waiting to buy them.
Is this similar to the technology that Jake Gyllenhaal's character employs in Spider-Man Homecoming by any chance, Josh?
You would have to revisit that.
Oh, look. Speaking stupid of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift broke the Guinness World Record for the most simultaneous albums on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart for the second time this year. I didn't know the Billboard 200 chart was still a thing. The 33-year-old Swift first achieved the record title in March, but broke her own record months later with a total of 10 albums. Swift, the only living artist to have placed as many as 10 albums at the same time on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart.
Wow.
Only 3 other artists in history have had at least 10 of their albums simultaneously on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart.
I'm going to say Madonna.
So we got Taylor Swift and then 3 others.
Okay.
The Beatles.
What was your guess, Josh?
Madonna.
No.
Okay.
The Beatles.
No.
Garth Brooks.
Drizzy Drake.
No.
Come on. My boy Drake's not on
Alan
there.
Sherman.
Beyonce.
That's right. Alan Sherman.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
No Beyonce. No
Rihanna.
Pink Floyd.
One Direction.
No, no Pink Floyd. No One Direction.
Well, BTS. Stones.
Bathtub.
Whitney Houston.
That's one.
Oh, that was your hint.
We got it.
But it could have been Jim Morrison, I guess.
And this other one, not a king, but a...
Queen Latifah.
Prince.
Prince, that's right. And then Peter Frampton's best friend from school.
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
But that's after they were deceased, is that correct?
It says here only 3 other artists in history have had at least 10 of their albums simultaneously on the Billboard chart. Doesn't make any, but all of these happened when they had passed away, but it doesn't make any distinction just because they passed away.
Okay.
No, but they achieved that after dying.
Yes, but I don't
see Taylor Swift is still alive. Oh, wow. So hence it's a record.
Is she?
Or is she AI? Mm-hmm. Just open your minds, people.
Yeah, how did she not get electrocuted when she was singing in the rain all that time? Yeah.
She's false.
Right.
Thank you.
Rubber shoes.
Rubber shoes.
She gets to enjoy it while she's alive. That's very
good for her. That's great.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Now, is she also going on a world tour? Didn't mean to stop the show dead.
I just don't know. I think she's in
Chicago this weekend and Cincinnati next weekend. Stadiums.
Okay. Those are facts that answered my question. Not at all.
Those are domestic. Well, no. Those places are not out of the country, Josh.
Do you want to go ahead and say you're still looking for tickets or not?
Yeah. I'm trying.
You know what's real?
Go ahead. What do you got?
You know what's less expensive than Taylor Swift tickets?
What?
Telling your children no. You'll be surprised at how cheap that is.
Do you remember doing that? You used to do it. I remember, man. I don't know what happened with the new administration, but...
I went twice to see the Spice Girls.
I remember that.
That's what a loyal dad I am.
And I remember you raved about
it. And they were terrific.
I bet they put on a great show.
They were great.
I thought you saw them too.
I did not see them.
They did a thing with chairs, and they were wearing bikinis, but behind the chair, they put it... And I was imagining boobs for the first time in my life. It was awesome.
You went?
Yeah.
Willie, you can only make out with one Spice Girl. Who is it?
Baby Spice, I think.
That is the wrong answer.
What is the correct answer?
Which one's Baby? Ginger Spice is the correct answer.
No.
Jerry Howell.
Mrs.
Really? Beckham is not unpretty. Let's not get
she looks just, like she'd be
but
a
she's sour.
Yeah,
she'd be mean to me.
Frosty.
I'm not touching that. You pee through it. No, she's so,
don't you kind
very specific.
Don't you kind of like a mean girl in sex?
It's a fine line, my friend.
You think you deserve this, you ugly son of a bitch?
Oh God, I'm hard.
Wow, we have opened up a can of worms here. This is awful.
More Josh talk.
Oh, Josh.
Well, make the dog bark.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.